When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, this is a bit of breaking news for the Houston Texans. It's injury related.
Oh, boy.
But it's a return from injury. Kenyon Green activated to the 53-man roster. He was a full participant in practice yesterday.
Yeah.
So this was, I think...
He's inside of that window where he could practice and yep. They can evaluate and see if he's going to return. I think it's a...
He's back, baby.
Probably notable just in that it probably means Juice Scruggs isn't going to play again this week, so they want some depth there at the interior offensive.
Yeah, there'll need to be a corresponding move.
Yeah.
We don't know what that is yet.
And, that's a good point. Well, Irv Smith probably, or...
He's practice squad, so he was in elevation.
He just elevated and then came back down. Okay. Yeah. Regardless. I don't think it means, all right, so could it...
This is a question.
It could also, because it's Kenyon Green and the organization seems to have more of an affinity for Kenyon than everybody else, are they actually just going to move Titus back out to right tackle?
Okay, so these two combinations, which combination do you feel better about? Kenyon Green at left guard, Titus Howard at right tackle? Titus Howard at left guard, Blake Fisher at right tackle.
Oh, Blake was doing so well, really, until the fourth quarter. He's going to get better. And I thought he held up physically, like in terms of physical strength versus guys like Calais Campbell. He did better than I was afraid he would do. But, I like having Titus at left guard. I think he's the best left guard on the team right now.
And I think I think where you've put yourself as a team, that you've clinched a playoff spot.
Yeah.
You've clinched a home game. You're at the 4 seed. Maybe one of the other luxuries that you're getting is like, look, we know this might be the best combination of offensive line we have, the one with Titus at guard and Blake Fisher at right tackle. This gives us 3 games that aren't super meaningful for our lot in life to get this combination up and running here.
Right, and you know, give it some time to get the timing and everything else down and all the calls, all of that with Titus at left guard.
And what great experience for Blake Fisher, too.
Well, and that's the whole point. Now, unlike in earlier times when Titus would be forced to play left guard, it does kind of feel like, oh, wow, he might actually be opening the door for his eventual replacement if Blake Fisher gets
really good at
right tackle.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's football.
Yeah.
But Titus hasn't always been all that chipper about playing guard. You know,
you notice how often everybody's been thanking him for doing it this week?
Yes, I did.
D'Amico twice and Nick once.
Yes, it was very noticeable that the head coach thanked a football player for playing football. Yes.
Thanked a football player who is overpaid right now.
Yeah.
For doing the job he's being paid to do, which is do what's best for the team to win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It wasn't like, yeah, boy, Titus really got down there and I know it's a challenge, but he did well. It was also, and I'd like to thank him for his openness to exploring this opportunity.
So unselfish of him.
Yes.
Yeah. So you would say stick with the combo they used last week? That's where I'm at.
I guess the only issue there is that, you know what?
That combo protects CJ the best.
I was about to say you've got depth issues then, but no, you don't. You can just move Titus back out to right tackle if Blake Fisher gets hurt or whatever. So if this might be the best combination, then get as many reps as possible with this combination and roll with it until maybe you have to adjust differently.
In games, if you go 0-3 in these games, guess what you are? The 4 seed.
You know,
if you go 3-0 in these games, guess what you might be? Probably the 4 seed.
I'll tell you what, too, is there were a couple times in the game. One of these was on a run play that didn't work out, but I actually thought they got the calls right. I saw Laramie communicating with Titus, who was then communicating with Patterson pre-snap. And they got it all right, you know? And the block,
yes!
The play didn't work out because Patterson ended up having a really hard block to make. He had to try to reach a two technique. But they got the call right. And I think having Titus there and just being able to help on that side of things, the mental side of things, even though it's still kind of uncomfortable for him, I think that might pay dividends above and beyond just the actual, you know, run or pass plays that you're seeing.
Yep. So if you missed it, Kenyon Green activated to the 53-man. And apologies if there was a corresponding move. Haven't had a chance to see that yet. But Kenyon Green is back for the rest of the season.
I wonder what the response is like to Jonathan Alexander's tweet.
Look up
not that many. It's not driving a lot of business. Just why with a question mark. It's one of them.
Fair question.
Yeah, one of the other ones was Kenyon Green was the first piece in the Watson trade, but he has been awful. Hard to explain, but I suspect he will be cut before 2025. Wish otherwise.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be. They owe him the same amount of money whether he plays here or cut. I think he's in competition for an offensive line spot.
Yeah, those first round contracts are all guaranteed.
His dead money is his salary for 2025. So if you're paying him, let's say trade him, you know, maybe someone sends a 6-round pick or something.
There's upside for him. Okay, this is what I'll say. I'd like to see how he does perhaps with different coaching, whether it's a different offense coordinator, different offensive line coach, or both. Yeah. Maybe it could be as simple as that.
That's a good point. That's even more reason why he may be here next year. Yeah, if they swap out Chris Strouser or Bobby Slowick. Congrats to Jadon in Pearland on Jadon is on their way to
Jadon.
Yeah, Jadon is on his way to the Kinders Texas Bowl. So have fun with that. Next chance to win 11 o'clock this morning, or in the 11 o'clock hour on In the Loop. Here's Stephon Diggs on Good Morning Football yesterday, and they asked him, "How you feeling right now, Stephon?"
Everything's good. You know, it's been a long road as far as, like, it's been the beginning right now. You know what I'm saying? I just take it day by day. It was tough in the beginning, definitely. Not being mobile, not being able to move around, but the more I get my 2 feet back, I'm just super blessed. I'm in a good spot, and I'm looking forward to this Christmas game. I'm going back to Houston to go check the boys out, so I'm extremely excited. Hopefully everything's in a good spot. I just can't wait to see them. It's been a while.
You know what? Mad Dog Russo earlier was railing against the injustice of playing football on Christmas Day at 1 p.m. Eastern, whereas Stephon Diggs is willingly traveling to go watch, be a spectator at a Christmas Day football.
I thought about that. Like,
Stephon Diggs loves football more than Mad Dog Russo does.
I think that's fair. Yeah. I think he loves it more than a lot of people do. I was a little surprised he's coming in for the, when he hasn't been around the team all year long, I think.
If that's when you're coming in for the Christmas one,
Christmas Day, I think that's cool.
Of course, as he pointed out on Good Morning Football, he has a home in Houston. They asked him whether he's going to come back to Houston, and he said, I'm going to say is I've got a home there.
Let's play that, because that goes to the big question here is, what is Stephon Diggs' future with the Texans? Aside from hanging out on the sideline for this game and maybe a couple playoff games, what is the future for Stephon Diggs here in Houston?
It was crazy, like, going in, you know, not being even apprehensive. I spent some time with the guys on the offseason, and I kind of, like, it was kind of weird because it was like, dang, like, it felt like I knew them before. Like, even though I had somewhat of a relationship with Tank, it was like I knew them before. Like, they were relatives of mine, like family. So going into that season, it was just so much fun. I woke up every day with a smile. Mm. It was a little hot. I will say, if anybody's going to Houston, it's a little hotter in the summertime, so be careful. But definitely something to be excited about, you know, moving forward. You know, I know what the future holds, but I definitely got a home in Houston. You know what I'm saying? I love those guys over there. They're good people.
He's got a home in Houston.
I heard that as a
metaphor.
Yeah, I meant it. I had only read
it originally.
Yeah.
Yeah, he meant that more as I've got a home in
metaphor.
Houston, or you've got a home. Yeah, when you're being hospitable.
Feels good here.
But it feels hospitable.
Yeah.
There's something to be said for that, like him feeling like it's family, where you just have a natural rapport and a chemistry with somebody immediately. You just kind of, you know it when you feel it. And you don't always, especially as a, you know, Stephon's been on a few teams now, three teams, and it's always, even when you're a veteran player, it always feels a little bit weird going into a new place and like you're the new guy and you don't know what the other, you know, you don't know what guys know about you or don't. That it's nice when everything just kind of clicks, and that's I don't know if that creates a hometown discount or something.
Well, I think it that's the big thing. Like Stefan, what's the contract going to look like? I'd like to have him back next year, as you've said, at the right price. But the part about Houston feeling like home for a guy, Stefan Diggs, who, look, had a falling out the last two places he's been. And I think there were a lot of people just waiting for the other shoe to drop with Stefan Diggs. And who knows, had he been on the field for when the offense got really, really bad for an extended period of time, maybe we see the Diggs from the end in Buffalo or the end in Minnesota. Who knows? We'll never know. But DeMeco said something on his coach's show this week that I think probably for some Texan fans are like, ugh. But he said, I like the fact that I want to win with the right kind of guys. I want to win with good people. And I think there's a lot of football fans out there that would say, like, I just really want to win.
Yeah.
I don't care how good the people are. But I think that there is something to having those kind of guys, which I think the Texans locker room is full of, like guys that are fun to be around, hardworking, welcoming, all those things. And I think C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson are the face of all of that for this team for the next 10 years. That makes it more enticing for guys to want to come play here. You know, that makes this more of a, maybe more of a destination for high level.
Where are you right now at this stage in your life on the making new friends with people you find a rapport with? I feel like once a year I meet some guy somewhere, like at just some event, and I'm like, I like talking to this guy.
Yeah.
But we both know we're just ships passing in the night.
You're
just like, we're never going to see each other again. Let's make this last.
Like creating like legitimate friendships with people, like that, where you say we're going to go do something and we actually do it.
Yeah, or like getting somebody's phone number. I hung out with a guy at a volleyball tournament for like 3 hours last year. We got along great, had a lot in common and everything. Neither one of us wanted to continue it further than that. We were like, "What? I got a lot of stuff going on."
Yeah. I guess the question I would ask myself, am I okay with this circle of friends? Do I need any more in this circle of friends?
Yeah.
And I would say not a huge need right now, you know?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I just got agitated with somebody trying to get our attention through the window while we're clearly on air.
Okay. I thought you were getting agitated with me.
No,
with
not
my
with
answer.
You. Sorry. Somebody's like waving.
I'm
like,
you're in the circle, Seth.
Somebody's
just
wildly
so
waving their arms trying to get our attention. And I'm like, unless there's a fire out there,
we're doing a radio show. Yeah.
How are you guys doing? You've got him in the circle, but where is he in your top eight, your MySpace top eight?
In my power rankings?
That's right.
Seth's up there. You know what the power rankings are for me?
I love that you have this ready.
No.
You're like Leon with his sons.
My pinned
and daughters
text conversations.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah. So my pinned text, the ones that never get deleted.
Yeah, but this is only on frequency, isn't it? Oh, no.
No, I choose. Yeah. I choose. I've got my sons. I've got my dad. I've got my wife. I've got Seth C. Payne as the next
How
one.
How about that?
Right now. He's next.
With the acknowledgement of the middle edition.
Got a few groups okay. in there. A few groups of Fair friends. Enough. Some people you know.
I've got, this is I don't know the way an iPhone does this, but there's only one pinned person, and it's my niece,
yeah,
Demi, and who I've texted like twice in the last 2 years.
You can choose to pin people up there.
So that was
I must have accidentally
You might have accidentally done
okay.
it, yeah.
Okay, I was babysitting for her.
Okay.
I wasn't babysitting her, I was babysitting her
for
child.
For her, yeah.
Yeah, and that's it. Okay, so I was curious, like, what the hell, why is this? Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks, because frankly... It looks kind of weird.
Right. Right. It's a little strange. Like, if Brandy had
my 27-year-old niece by marriage. Yeah. By marriage.
Right, right. No strange genetic yeah. things going on here.
And
yeah.
that's the only one.
That's the only Right, right, right. Brandy happens to look
no
over.
One else.
Look over at Seth's phone.
I got my nephew figured out. Okay. I just talked to him about zoo animals, and I'm his favorite uncle now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and nice. We went out and we went out and caught bugs for like 2 hours.
Oh, you know? I remember you talking about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I didn't tell him, let's put the iPad away. We went out and we just started. We found a bunch of bugs, and then we had bug races and everything.
You should bug races. You should shoot squirrels with them and then go eat them.
Hey, don't sleep on squirrels.
In a big okay, so Lopez texted us.
He's not the
us.
Killing type. This kid's
oh, really?
Yeah, no, he's a nice
well,
kid.
Make like, him one.
Yeah. Is he the trapping
no,
type, though?
His younger brother, we're going to kill lots of stuff.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. All right, so there's one.
Yeah.
Lopez, you texted us that squirrel fritters are basically like chicken fried
like
squirrel.
Like the little strips of squirrel or the yeah. legs.
Like squirrel fingers.
Yeah, that's basically the only way I ever ate squirrel.
Okay.
When I was a kid.
Did
we ate
eat?
A lot of squirrel.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had pecan trees in our backyard.
Did you go buy it at a meat market or did you
no, we had a
kill
bunch of,
it?
We had a bunch
and,
of pecan
and
trees
strip it like
in our backyard. And we had a pellet gun and we'd pop them and
take them in the mom.
Clean them. And,
those are
and,
some
and,
plump, well-fed dirties.
And it's all pecans.
Eating on pecans
They were
all
delicious.
Day long.
Yeah, they were delicious.
That's the most nutritious time in your life.
Put a little gravy on there.
Pecan-fed
like chicken fried
squirrels.
Think of squirrel chicken fried steak. That's what it is.
Yeah. I could see that on like a nice yeah. Boutique restaurant
yeah.
on the menu.
No,
oh,
that was good.
Pecan-fed squirrel.
I do feel sometimes when you're eating like grass-fed beef or something, I'm basically a vegetarian here. I'm eating only animals that only eat plant
right.
food. Yeah, that's as clean as it gets.
Exactly.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.